Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, it's the big show. It's time for the guys to reset the big topics from today's big show and let you pick a lane.
Pick a Lane is brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway Union Grove. Now through April 14th, get the season opening special. Pay spectator admission and race for free. The new store and museum is now open, and come see all the upgrades. Season passes are still available at the track. Details at GreatLakesDragway.com.
It is that time here on the Wendy's Big Show, along with our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler, and the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Rami Makhlouf in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios, and here's what you have to pick from. And Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. Right lane was last night embarrassing for you as a Bucks fan. Center lane, if Eric Thames wasn't your guy, would you question it? And the return lane, do you still think the Bucks can win this series? That's our Kim and LaVoy judgment of the day. Dial us up at 799-1250. Email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. If you know which lane it is, you want to jump in. If not, let us reset the big topics discussed on today's big show. Then go ahead and dial us on up. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, were you embarrassed last night as a Bucks fan?
Yeah, that was putrid. It wasn't good. And again, I wouldn't going to be mad if they lost the game. Don't get me wrong. Look, if you want to go lose that game by 5, 6, 8 points, whatever, and it's a competitive ball game, that's one thing. That's not what that was. That was reminiscent of what the Bucks did to them in Game 3. And it wasn't as ugly. The Bucks did make a couple of runs to try and keep it close, so that was a little bit better than what Toronto did. But, I mean, there was no energy. There was no nothing. Guys were wide open all over the place, and they were hitting shots. The previous game, I thought they were open, too. They were just missing shots. We talked about it after Game 3, that hair-on-fire style play defense, and it's suffocating, swarming. They can pretty much shut anybody down. It was the best defensive performance I can ever remember watching from a Bucks team in my lifetime, going back to how far I can remember. So, having said that, you knew that expending all that energy in Game 3 and then only having a day off between that and Game 4 and a day off between that and the next game, how would they be able to respond physically and mentally? And they just haven't. They don't look anything like the team that we saw in Game 3 at this point. Chris Middleton has disappeared from the offense. He didn't do anything in Game 4. And in Game 5, he wasn't even attempting any shots, really. He was just kind of, he was there dishing the ball, but he didn't want to shoot. Didn't want to participate, I guess, and scoring the basketball. They got no chance if he doesn't shoot. They shot 50% as a team and still got hammered. Why? Because they gave up almost 57%. They got killed by 17 on the rebounds. Now, when basketball games like that, seemingly every turnover they had, Toronto scored on. I mean, it was just a snowball effect. I said last night they needed a day off. I don't care if it's the playoffs or otherwise. Yep. They needed to recharge physically and mentally. And here comes word from Charles Gardner this afternoon. That's exactly what Jason Kidd did. He gave him a day off. Now, I don't know if he went as far as I said to tell Giannis, I don't want you anywhere near the Cousins Center. You better just stay away for a day. I don't know if he went that far. But there's no practice today. So, A-plus Jason Kidd and the Bucks. That's good. I think they needed it. And now you get back after tomorrow, you practice, you do what you got to do, and see what happens on Thursday. But I really think they're feeling the effects still from Game 3 and from a long season, man. That has to be a wear and tear effect on you, being so far under 500 and then making that gigantic run to get back into the playoffs and then being in the playoffs. It has to take effect. For sure.
So that's the right lane. Were you embarrassed last night as a Bucks fan? 799-1250 or email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. Moving to the center lane, Eric Thames, home runs number 9 and 10 yesterday in the opener of a series against the Cincinnati Reds in the month of April. He's got 10 home runs already. He's on pace to set the record for home runs in the month of April and on pace to break the record for a single season altogether. And there have
he
been
has
some
a record now for 10 home runs in 19 games, I think. Right
yeah,
now.
I think that's the most in the first 19
yeah, that's
games.
Unbelievable.
And there have been rumblings,
Leroy.
A little side eye from John Lackey, Chris Bozzio, some other people in the baseball community. Yeah. But here's the thing. When Jose Bautista was hitting 21 home runs in a month and hitting 50-plus home runs in a season after struggling for much of his major league career, I know I talked to a lot of people in baseball and a lot of people right here in Milwaukee who are looking at him with the side eye. I just want to know, if Eric Thames wasn't your guy, would you question this? if he wasn't wearing a Brewers uniform?
You know, I would think most people that are really into the baseball purists, I think they're going to look at him like, yeah. You know, coming from overseas, and then it was something to the fact that the Brewers signed him to a 3-year deal. Did David Stearns know he was going to be this good? I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say he knew he was going to be this good because he took a chance. He could have signed him for a 1-year deal, Steve. So, but signed him to a 3-year deal, you keep this guy. But when Villar, you know, had 40-some stolen bases.
60.
When he got to 40.
Right.
That's when he started getting the side eye. Then he started going up, okay, he's leading the NL. Well, wait a minute. He didn't even have to get to 60 before people started to think, well, he's got 40 stolen bases. What is going on? And then it's guilt by association with the best baseball player to ever put on a Brewer jersey. They start throwing his names in it. So I don't disrespect him by associating his name with that kind of stuff. So I do not put that on any player unless I see something, some evidence. But they test all the time. If he's passing the test.
He got tested after the game the other day.
Look, man, Barry Bonds never failed the test.
I don't think they was going through testing back then.
Braun did.
I just don't believe it.
Braun did.
Because Braun did some
crazy. Braun did.
What?
And still played.
I know.
But see, Braun had
I'm just saying that argument, and again, I'm not suspecting Eric Thames of anything. I'm just asking people to be consistent and honest with us.
Yeah, and that's fair.
Saying he never failed a test doesn't hold much water with me if I'm a skeptic.
Yeah, but if you're a skeptic, which you're not.
Right.
To clarify.
Exactly.
But if you don't fail a test, though, I just don't think you can. Mike Piazza, he played within the steroids, and he's still a Hall of Famer. But Braun's, to me, wasn't so much, was the PED, it was just a cream or something? Or did they say he allegedly took something? Because he said he didn't knowingly.
He was taking some gummies. Wasn't that part of his regimen?
I don't know what he was doing.
At that point, you're probably right.
Allegedly.
And then they had the split screen, how big he got. Bonds. They say he kind of got
his head got little, bigger.
Yeah, and he got
well, he my head got bigger cup. Too though.
So but it was a real much. Quick. It was
I
a caller.
My helmet right now.
It was a caller that called up and said it's almost disrespectful that these guys maybe they just working their tails off. Maybe that this guy may put in a lot of work. So I'm not gonna put that on him. I'm not. As long as he passing the test, I'm fine.
If he was wearing a Cubs uniform, what would you be saying?
I wouldn't say anything. Okay. I would enjoy it.
All right.
I don't put that on anybody.
That's all I want is for people to be consistent and honest when we ask you the question.
I'm the alleged guy. I don't believe none of that stuff unless I see it.
If Eric Thames wasn't your guy, would you question this? 799-1250, or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. And moving to the return lane and returning to some Bucks talk, this is the subject of our Kim and LaVoy Judgment of the Day Twitter poll, Gary Ellerson.
Yeah.
Do you think the Bucks can still win this series?
Good question.
It usually is here on the Big Show.
Yeah. I highly doubt it, but I wouldn't put it past them. I mean, their team, if they can find it and get the energy that they need and try to get it back, I mean, they can put on a rally. I think they can win here at home. By 80%, I'm with that they can win here at home.
That'd be nice.
But I don't know if they can get two games in a row. I mean, they would have to play with a lot of energy to come back and get two games in a row back in Toronto. But I think they should get this game at home. So I'm thinking they should go 7 instead of the 6 that I said it was going to go. I don't think they lose here at home.
But you still give them a chance to win the series?
If you had to nail me to the cross, that answer would be no. But I wouldn't be surprised if they did. It wouldn't surprise me. This Bucks team is a pretty good team. They just don't yet realize their potential in everything that they do. They're learning. I mean, we talked about some of these things earlier. You talked about Tony Snell. Let's get Tony Snell a little bit more involved. I mean, he's paying 30 minutes a game. Why can't we get him more shots?
Good question.
The reason why he's not getting more shots, I'm going to be straight, keep it 100 with you. You know why he's not getting more shots?
Why isn't he getting more shots?
The players are not looking for him. They don't think that he is as good as he is.
If he was
Jabari Parker, he'd be getting those shots.
Yep.
So the players, Giannis and Moose and all these other guys, they have to now defer to Tony Snell. You got to get him the ball, but they don't believe in him yet. So that's all a part of being new to this team and growing and trying to figure it out. So if that could happen, they could win this series. Moose, he could play a little bit better and play some defense. They could win this series. Middleton right now is not playing well. Can all of a sudden, can he get hot? Yep. Yeah. So there are some things that I see underlining that can happen that wouldn't surprise me if they have the tools to win it. The Bucks are just so inexperienced that they don't realize or recognize what they have right now.
59% of the people agree with you, Gary, that they don't think the Bucks can still win this series in our Twitter poll at 105.7 FM. The Fan, keep chiming in there for our Kim and LaVoy Judgment of the Day.
Does that make sense what I just said to you?
Absolutely. We've reset the big topics discussed on today's big show. Now you get the final say. Right lane was last night embarrassing as a Bucks fan. Center lane, if Thames wasn't your guy, would you question it? And the return lane, do you still think the Bucks can win this series? 799-1250, or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. Y'all's make sense to me, Gary. Like when you tell me about your good friends over at Proven Power.
Yeah, Proven Power.
What do they do, Gary?
Well, it's the perfect time to visit Proven Power.
Is it, though?
For the latest in John Deere power equipment from a company celebrating 20 years of satisfied customers. John Deere is the gold standard for power equipment and Gator tractors. And as Milwaukee's independent John Deere dealership, Proven Power has all the John Deere mower tractors, Gator utility vehicles, plus Honda power equipment, steel chainsaws, and trimmers. They service what they sell and can tune up your lawn equipment like they just did for me with a quick turnaround, including pickup and delivery. Choose from two locations, on National Avenue in Waukesha or at the corner of Highways P&K and Oconomowoc. Plan to be at Proven Power 20th Anniversary Customer Party on Saturday, May 13th at their Oconomowoc location with live music from Countrywide Rocks and awesome food from Robert Specialty Meats. For all your John Deere equipment needs and more, it's Proven Power on National Avenue in Waukesha and Highways P&K in Oconomowoc. Visit them online at proven-power.com.
Have the final say on the big topics discussed on today's big show when we return in the Holtz Chevrolet studio. It's Wendy's Big Show live in the Holtz Chevrolet studios and resetting the big topics discussed on today's big show, giving you the final say. It's Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. Right lane was last night embarrassing as a Bucks fan. Center lane, if Eric Thames wasn't your guy, would you question it? And the return lane, do you still think the Bucks can win this series? 799-1250 or email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. Sports Flash coming up in just a couple of minutes. Let's go to Ron and Brown Deer between now and then. Ron, you're on the Wendy's Big Show.
Don't think that the Bucks can win it now because I, you know, like Gary, he was right when he said that, you know, as far as like Tony Snell, he's been cooking, you know, and you should look for your man that's really cooking. But I think the Bucks team is being outcoached and things of that nature. They're just totally being outcoached. In game four, Toronto came out and played them physically, and they made no adjustments. In game five, Toronto came out and moved the ball around, and if DeRozan got doubled, he gave the ball up. The coaching staff is not making no adjustments to what Toronto is doing, and Toronto has made all the adjustments to what the Bucks' strengths are.
So you saying this is on Jason Kidd, Ron? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not putting the blame on him 100%, but I think he should be a little more, you know, him and his coaching staff should be a little bit more obvious to the schemes that's going on. And, you know, like, you know, how they talk about the coaches on these daytime shows and stuff like that. You know, you have to, if you're a good coach, you have to be able to adjust to the things that's being done to you.
Okay. So what do you want him to do?
Go ahead, Steve.
Was that what you were going to ask him?
I was going to say, what did he do the two games that they won that he's not doing the three games that they lost?
The two games that they won, Toronto wasn't prepared for what the Bucks brought there. You know, Toronto got surprised by what the Bucks, you know, they wasn't prepared for Giannis, and they weren't prepared for what the Bucks had off the bench and the other players, star maker. But then Bernie Casey, his coaching staff, they sat back and went into the room and they looked at what the Bucks do, you know, and they adjusted to that, you know. They shut Giannis down in game four. Giannis got out in game five, you know, but they shut the other players down, you know. Right. I totally believe that the Bucks are going to win, you know. This is just my opinion. If they really want to win, when they come out and play, they got to move the ball around because Toronto's going to try to play them physically. If they move the ball around, keep Toronto chasing the ball, come down, get into your offense real quickly, move the ball around, you know, and keep them chasing the ball, they can beat Toronto.
All right, yeah. That's their fault. All right, thanks, I agree. Buddy. Yeah. My man.
I think they can. If they when they win Thursday, it's going to be so much pressure on Toronto, it won't even matter about the home court. Yeah, the Bucks are going to put a lot of pressure on them.
Get back to your calls in just a moment. In Great Lakes, Dragaway, pick a lane. Right lane was last night embarrassing. Center lane, if Thames wasn't your guy, would you question it? And the return lane, do you still think the Bucks can win this series? 799-1250 or email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. Never any reason to question anything you get over at the Jewelry Center, Gary.
No, it's not. But I just want to say this real quick because that's a great setup. But have you seen how high Clinton Dix tweets?
Yes.
He's poking the bear?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, who? Eddie Lacy poked the bear first.
No, I thought Ha Ha poked the bear first.
I thought Eddie poked the bear first. No, I Maybe Ha-Ha. I just picked it up after it already gotten going.
Ha Ha poked the bear.
It's all on Twitter. Maybe we'll get to it before we get out of here.
Maybe
six.
We will.
Mm-hmm. Well, why you talk about it if we can't know what y'all talking
about? It's a tease. It's a tease.
Don't tease me. Tell me.
Well, we'll tell you during the break.
No, because I got to go to the bathroom.
we got the speakers in the bathroom. You can just listen to it in the bathroom.
Just talk about the Jewelry Center, man.
No, I have to be on Instagram.
You start looking like one of them old dudes, man.
I'm an old dude.
Thank
you, Mike.
This
you got the old dude in barbershop with the gray hair.
This is your money, not mine, man. We will just go to the break without you talking about Jewelry Center.
You know who looks really old? Dennis Rodman.
Yep.
He was on that, Undeniable with Joe Buck?
Yeah.
I DVR'd him watching it today.
Because that dude's lived like 87 years worth of life.
No, that's true, though.
In 40-some years.
No, but seriously, though, did you know about his dad?
Yeah.
Dennis Rodman claims his dad had 49 children.
Yeah.
Wow.
How's that possible?
When you
49?
Will Chamberlain served 10,000 people.
I wonder 49 how many kids.
I wonder how many of those women he put a ring on, Gary.
49 kids.
That's not now. That's a lot. I would have 49, man.
Talk about the Jewelry Center, man.
Okay.
That was a really good sound.
I know.
It was perfect.
Great.
It was
that's
good.
Great. My good friends over at the Jewelry Center, located on 760 Lake and Lake. Could be
some goats and hummus and
Servicing Lake Plaza, new location in Brookfield.
And don't marry goats.
Off of Blue Mound Road in Tri-City National Bank Building right there on the second floor. Guys, if you need anything, you're looking for a great deal, go to the Jewelry Center. Ask for my good friend, Gene Murray. He's the owner. He's going to help you out. He's going to show you the way. If you're looking for a piece of jewelry and you're going to another place, you're paying too much money. The Jewelry Center, 76 and Lake, Layton Plaza, new location in Brookfield off of Blue Mountain Road and Tri-City National Bank Building right there on the second floor.
More racism in your thoughts on Great Lakes Dragaway.
Wedding cake made out of hummus.
Right after this on the Wendy's Big Show. Falafel. Hummus will be the frosting.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh.
Hot and fresh.
I said Wendy's! Listen to me?
Yeah, I heard you.
It's a Wendy's!
You're Big screaming show. In my ears. So yeah.
$4 double stack, folks. Wendy's has the quarter pound double stack as an option now in the 4 for $4 with over a quarter pound of beef, 4 nuggets, even got spicy fries and a drink. That's a deal.
Spicy
so
nuggets,
good.
I had Wendy's last night.
It's so good.
It's so good. I had the junior bacon cheeseburger.
I'm thinking I'm having Wendy's after the
Chicago
musical.
The musical.
Go see Little Eddie George. I've never seen an NFL player, former NFL player in a musical. This will be a first for me.
I think he's laying the tracks for Gary Ellerson.
More so than LaRoy?
Well, Gary's the singer on the show.
That's true.
Yeah.
He's better at playing a fool than anybody else, too. So, the 4 for $4 double stack is an option now. Take advantage of it at participating locations for a limited time. 4 for $4. Beautiful thing.
Resetting the big topics discussed on today's big show and giving you the final say on them with Great Lakes Dragaway Pick a Lane. Was last night embarrassing as a Bucks fan? That's the right lane, center lane. If Eric Thames wasn't your guy, would you question what he's doing in the return lane? Do you still think the Bucks can win this series? 799-1250 or email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. Let's go to Mitch downtown.
Mitch!
You're on the Wendy's Big Show. Hello, Mitch.
I agree with the last call. I've been going to the home games and I fully thought we were going to win game 4 going away. At halftime, we had played. They had played physical. They had, shot. I thought both teams were shooting poorly. It was just a matter of finding an open man. I thought at halftime, Jason Kidd was going to go in and tell them that we should be winning the game. All we got to do is just hit the open man and trust them to make the shot. We didn't do that. We came back in the second half, Giannis and Middleton, they started playing hero ball, started dribbling the ball too much, dribbled into every trap that existed, gave them fast break points, let them go down there and score, transition, get a lead. And at that point, the game was over because they continued to try to be heroes and screwed up every single time. If they go in to this game, game six, and play the basketball and trust the teammates to hit wide open shots. We had every time they brought the ball down, I would point to the open man and say, pass the ball. Stop dribbling. Pass the ball. The man's wide open in each corner for three-point shots. And they just didn't do it. You got to trust your teammates. And in the post game, Jason Kidd demoed the same thing. He said exactly the same thing. We can win the game. It's just a minor adjustment that we have to make. You have to trust your teammates and pass the ball to the open man. And that's all we have to do in
and,
this game.
And you also have to play defense.
Yeah, you got to play defense.
Well, that goes without saying. But in that game, they were playing good defense. They had breakdowns from time to time. But they still, neither team was shooting the ball well. But
no, you're right.
Causing trouble for both teams.
If you go back to that game, you'd be amazed by how many open jumpers Toronto had and missed
had a bunch of them.
Basketball game. They didn't miss those jumpers in the last game.
No, right, Stephen. But they got caught. They were doubling a lot, and then Toronto was doing a great job of passing the ball around.
That's
to the
how
open
you beat
guy.
The Bucks. Ball
got,
sling it.
Yeah, and they got caught.
Yep.
And there was nothing that they could do about it. Nothing.
And there was apparently nothing they could do about Powell last night either. I don't know where.
Do that. Whatever. No, I don't even care about that. I really don't. I mean, I understand he had 25. Mm-hmm. Some of that came in the second half. I'll tell you one thing. You want to turn and stick your tongue out at me when I'm sitting on that Bucks bench?
Uh-oh.
Somebody should have done something next time that dude came back down the lane. Because you're not going untouched for a dunk when the game was already over.
No, that's right.
Somebody should have tattooed that dude and put him on the floor. Mm-mm. Stuck their tongue out at him.
How does he dunk on
you
2 7-footers?
You don't do that.
Period. End of story.
Like I said, I just...
That's soft,
this yeah. whole thing is... But see, okay. So Gary says they're soft. And that's what a lot of people would say, right? Oh, they're soft. Do you know what I think? I think we got a bunch of nice guys. That's what I think.
Right.
And there is no nasty. There's
soft.
That guy just doesn't exist.
Soft. That's soft.
But you don't have to be nasty in order to play physical, do you? I mean, do the two correlate?
Somewhat.
They do?
Somewhat.
So Giannis, nice guy.
Nice guy.
Can't be physical. Jabari,
somewhat.
Nice guy. Can't be physical.
Somewhat.
Larry Sanders, nasty, can be physical.
That's right.
Mm. Right?
Is LeBron physical?
Yeah, for sure.
But he's not mean, though, but he's...
Yeah, but he doesn't play in the post all the time either.
But you know what? He understands his physicality.
He uses it to his advantage
yes,
when he runs
it.
Over people.
He understands it.
Yes.
He ain't nasty with it, but he understands it.
But again, I mean...
So you don't have to be nasty to have, is what I'm saying. At some point, you've got to understand what you're bringing to the game. And I don't think these guys know that.
Gary, you want to get into this Clinton Dix, Eddie Lacy thing next?
You want to get into it?
Let's do it.
All right,
next on the Wendy's Big Show in the Holtz Chevrolet studio.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. Let me tell you where you're going to send your friends and family members if they're coming into town. The Hilton Garden Inn Park Place, that's where you're sending them. That's where I send all my friends.
Because you don't want them in your house.
And family.
Let's be real. You don't want them in your house.
If you're like Rami and hate your family, right. You send them to the Hilton Garden Inn
Park Place. If they bring
Inn
their own towels and sheets, they can come.
Rami literally loves his mom and dad and his brother. And then everybody else.
No, my niece and nephew. My niece and nephew and
so
my sister-in-law.
So you let them sleep over at your house?
Yes.
And then everybody else?
Yeah.
Hilton Garden Inn Park Place.
No, the rest of you got to go.
Is Rami
oh
is where he's setting them.
You can come over for dinner, maybe. Then you got to go.
It's also a great place for a business meeting or to host your next event. Banquet facilities are top-notch at the Hilton Garden Inn Park Place Hotel. They've got an indoor pool with the warmest water ever. Whirlpool and fitness center. And in the case of not being allowed to stay at a family member's house and they don't even want you over for dinner, no problem. You can have dinner at Allgauer's in the Park restaurant.
They you got to pay for it, though.
They cook better than Rami anyhow. Enjoy their happy
hour.
Yeah,
not many people do, but they probably do.
Yeah, you've had their food. You can't even argue.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy their happy hour Monday through Friday with $3 domestic bottles and glasses of house wine from 3 to 4 p.m. Price goes up $1 each hour. Then don't forget, on Thursday nights, it's $7 for a burger, bottle of domestic beer, and a side item for just $7. Dollars. Take advantage of that. Try out their bar, Northern Pints, a preferred New Glarus beer bar. Have all your favorite New Glarus beers right there. And they are now taking reservations for their massive Mother's Day Sunday brunch, in which I predict Rami Makhlouf will be at this year, because Rami does birthday and Mother's Day, same thing. He cooks a meal for him.
Yeah.
And Rami could get an easy way out of this whole deal and just take her there, know the food's going to be top-notch, 60 different items on the list.
Oh, you got the hookup.
All that stuff. Right? I mean, it just makes all the sense in the world.
You going to take your kid's mom, Rami, to Mother's Day?
My kid's mom?
Yeah.
I got
Not
no kids,
Casey,
man.
The other one.
I got no kids. There are no kids.
The African-American
The ones
mom
that were in the lobby.
There are no kids, man.
Well, right.
Dude,
introduce me
I
to them.
I met three kids, a year, and one of them was African-American.
Very nice people. The Hilton Garden Inn Park Place.
He looks just like you, dude.
Minutes from Menominee Falls. He
was African-American.
Why you doing being a deadbeat dad?
Book your room or try out their restaurant bar.
You don't like black girls?
You said he was African-American. Then you said he looked just like me.
He does.
I was an African American. He looked just like me.
His mom is African American.
So he's got all my features.
Yeah.
But he's just a darker complexion.
Right. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
It only took you a couple of minutes and then you got a baby, man. What's wrong with that? So you got three kids allegedly, and you got. Are you going to spend Mother's Day with.
No,
her?
Man. No.
I'm sure Casey knows by now.
There are no children,
dude,
man.
If he's not paying her, do you think he's going to spend Mother's Day with her?
Hello. You got a point.
Then, yeah.
Oh, you're deadbeat.
Gary alluded to
he's denying his kids, man.
Gary alluded to a war of words between Ha-Ha Clinton Dix and Eddie Lacy earlier today on Twitter.
Bama on Bama violence.
It all started with Eddie Lacy and a picture of him in his new Seahawks t-shirt and about to get fitted for his new giant helmet that he'll be wearing in Seattle. And Ha-Ha Clinton Dix quoted that tweet and added his own comment of, "You better make sure your helmet fits and your chin strap tight. 4 red exclamation points." From there, Eddie Lacy basically said, "Bring it out." He said, "We both know that ain't ever been a problem this way." 2 100 emojis. Then Clinton Dix essentially made a peace offering. He said, "Just come back and it doesn't have to be this way." Put 2 crying faces in there and then put in a hashtag Bama built. Love your feet. Hashtag go ham 2017.
Yeah, you better apologize.
All we know is compete and grind. Praying hands emoji. Hashtag God 100.
He's praying for his life right
he
now.
He can't tackle a 267-pound back anyway.
Coming at you full steam. Yeah. Eddie Lacy would put him in the dirt.
But if Eddie Lacy around 230, I like Ha-Ha.
But he ain't going to be.
He might.
Do you think this is one of those things where
Lacy gonna kill him?
Ha-Ha Clinton Dix was joking around that he was like, "Oh no, Eddie took me seriously."
Yes, that's exactly what
I think. Ha-Ha was joking all the time.
Right.
I think Ha-Ha was joking all the time.
No, then like he had like a flashback, like a play where he just knocked the Joker out. He goes, "Nah, man, I won't hit that big Joker."
He probably hit him a few times in practice at Alabama or in Green Bay.
Man, go out and eat some China food, you'll be fine.
They ain't doing that in practice. Yeah, Ha-Ha came back to his senses.
Because he realized Lacy wasn't messing around.
Exactly, he ain't scared of no way.
Home opener, Seahawks at Lambeau Field.
Still
kind of
talking big like that to me one day in practice. Yeah. Okay, all right, Joker, run your little 150-pound butt up in here.
Who, Sparky?
No, in practice.
Oh,
okay. Ken Stills.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said Steve.
You know what the difference there is, though? No, but Gary, that's not even comparable.
Why?
Because Ha-Ha ain't crazy.
Yes, because Stills actually did it.
Steve, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Stills just going to come.
He don't care. Yeah, he going to try it.
Right.
Yeah, Ha-Ha ain't crazy like that.
No. He ain't going to do that. Mm-mm.
No, and Ha-Ha need that fifth
year. You look
year.
Like Sergio Entertainment a little bit.
That's how I said Sergio Entertainment.
You look like.
Where did that come from, man?
From the barbershop.
Don't you look like Sergio Entertainment?
No, he's much slimmer.
He got a beard.
No,
he does have. He has the same beard.
I don't see.
Dude, I saw Bruce on the plane.
I love Bruce
on the way back here.
That dude's funny.
That's a comedian. Gary told me
that dude's funny.
I don't know why I didn't go up to him, Roy.
Why didn't you give me a feature spot on his show?
I saw Guppy at Skechers the other day.
You saw what?
Guppy.
That's a fish, right?
I didn't go up to him either, though.
What's a guppy?
Guppy?
Yeah,
he's a bartender at, or was, I don't know if he still is, at Campbell's, which was a bar that was rescued on Bar Rescue. And he was
so
the guy.
So now he's famous?
Oh, I like Bar
Rescue. Well, if you watch Bar Rescue, you know the show.
I like Bar Rescue.
He was hammered the night they were taping the show.
I like that.
Like, just giving out drinks and all this other stuff. Yeah. I just saw him at the shoe store the other day.
Thanks to everybody for listening. We got more Bucks tickets to give away tomorrow on the Wendy's Big Show for Gary, Leroy, Sparky, Mike, Avery. I'm Rami saying thanks for listening. On Deck Show is next.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.